So I'm going to get some of this thought out right now. Then I'm going to head to the store and then I'm going to come back. I could have just started recording after going to the store, but it's in my head now, so it's best to get it out. The concept of working from home, but more importantly, how you prepare to work from home and how you treat your workspace. So your living space is your quote-unquote sanctuary, right? But then if it's also your working space, you have to create an era of professionalism. Part of this is getting dressed properly, right? Or at the very least, getting dressed up like you were going to go do something else outside. So preferably not gym clothes, even though I'm sure people do that. And I'm sure people do this to varying levels of success, even with not dressing up. They work from home in their pajamas or whatever, but for me, it's like, you gotta look the part. You also have to go through that mental preparation of just getting ready, getting dressed, getting your space somewhat tidy in order to have a mentally functional experience of working from home. Because it's too easy for the home space to become the sanctuary, so therefore it also becomes kind of like the area where you just kind of vibe out and chill, right? And you don't want to have that overlapping vibes. You don't have that overlapping mental space, or those overlapping mental spaces. You don't want to be in a chilled out mood while trying to work, right? So this is how you combat that. By getting dressed, I even have my shoes on right now, but that's because I'm going to leave and come back, but I intend to keep the shoes on. So it's like a quote-unquote office environment, even though working from home is the best way to avoid the office. Anyway, I'll be back. 1 second. All right, so now I'm going to talk about something else. I'm going to talk about something else. Working from home versus being in the environment in which there's others around you who you can form camaraderie with. That's also invaluable, depending on the environment. Let's not get too twinky-dinky here. The environment is important, and the people in the environment can also make or break that environment. So, like I said, camaraderie, shared experiences, these things can contribute to a good experience working out of the house. And I'm saying this because there was a kind of a, it was like basically a drinking event. It was like a work-related drinking event. And I was going to go just to pop in and really do the whole team thing. But I also had to work overnight from midnight to 8 a.m. And I said, you know what, this isn't... Now, in hindsight, it would have been smarter because I would have been in the ballpark of the neighborhood I had to go work. I ended up... I mean, this isn't a very interesting story, but I ended up being late for the shift because the fucking buses, you know, the bus that I was going to catch. Yes, I'm taking the bus. The bus I was going to catch. You know, OC Transport, those of you who live in the city or any city with a bus, you know the buses, they fuck up sometimes. So, missed that bus. No Lyft or Uber was going to come in the amount of time it was going to take for the next bus to come. So I'm like, whatever, I'll just wait for the bus. So all of that, not a whole uninteresting story, was to say that, oh man, that, you know, these team building experiences are valuable. It would have been valuable to go and just to shoot the shit with people in an outside of a work environment, even though the bar is, I guess, like one of those like work-related bars. Like a lot of people from like the government go there and certain political parties go there, which would have been good to also do the mingling too in that environment with them people. But like I said, there's other priorities as well. And I'm going to go not drink. And it's like, you know, that in and of itself can be a non-team, You can be seen as not a team player because you don't drink with the others, right? I don't drink. Even if you're just... Now, of course, your drinking is up to you, right? Give me 1 second. Your drinking is on you. And your lack of drinking doesn't need to be known. You can just order Coke and pretend like it's being dishonest. You can pretend like it's rum and Coke or whatever. But you know, I don't really have to explain all that shit or come up with stories. It's just straight up, I'm not drinking because I have to work, which is an acceptable excuse. But all of this to say, there's a certain amount of performances, acting, theatrics, all involved in trying to fit in with a work environment in which you likely don't fit in 100% anyway. And this isn't some, oh, being unique. It's just like, you know yourself better than anybody. And you know certain environments you thrive in. You know other environments you don't necessarily thrive in as well. So all these different roles that I have, like I'm saying, you thrive in tutoring, you thrive in the substance use discussion or the facilitation of the substance use group, you thrive there. But then in these other roles, maybe not, maybe these other roles where people are so super politically, even if not politically active, but politically minded and constantly reading political news, you won't fit in there because that's not you, right? So that was a long-winded rant, but moral of the story, there is a balance between working from home and enjoying that because that's your vibe, and then also at times participating in the seemingly like, you know, the seemingly unnecessary team building things. And I'm clearly not the first person to say something like this, but this is just how I think as well, right? You know, you don't always have to force the team building thing, especially when it's related around drinking. Like, who will remember what, you know? You know what I mean? You also don't want to be getting drunk and making an ass of yourself in an environment where there's, well, I shouldn't say that. When I was working, ironically, for the 2015 election, it was notorious that at lunch there was a strip bar, which has actually been torn down. It's called Barbarella's, and I guess a lot of the government workers would go. A lot of them, I'm talking like they'd go over there, eat the quote unquote for the buffet, right? And they go for the buffet to go watch a little show, or watch a few shows, and go back to work. I had a friend doing that, going back to work, borderline blackout. But that bar, that strip club was shut down because now as they're building, this is unrelated, but as they're building that, the light rail, one of the stations is actually right in the parking lot of this former strip club. So could you imagine? You're coming out of the, not that it even really matters, like, are these people prudes? It's government town and this sensitive prude type people, but you're coming out of that station going to work and then there's a strip club. You're already going to be tempted to, you already know you're probably going to go there at lunch and you're going to go there in the morning too. You know what I mean? Anyway, on that note, I got to get to work here. So, peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.